The P3 wrist camera sort of talks to that whole concept of miniaturization and having devices integrated into things that you wouldn't think of.
And while the pictures are pretty good, only you can decide whether they're worth $2,000. And how about this? It's a prototype computer that puts your mobile laptop to shame.
The IBM wearable PC definitely gives you a vision into what's going to be coming down the line. We will be carrying these kinds of computing devices, and you will need to be able to access the information somehow, whether that's through an earpiece or whether it's just integrated into your clothing.
The PC weighs less than a pound and clips onto your belt. The monitor, about the size of a pen cap, rests an inch from the eye. But if you don't necessarily want to work during your downtime, something like the Panasonic portable DVD player might be the gadget for you.
The ability to have a very small, compact device where you can watch movies or listen to CDs is something that any business traveler will tell you is a great benefit.
If you're more the adventurous type, then Casio's GPS watch is a must-have.
A few years down the line, instead of just having, you know, your coordinates, it can actually tell you where you are on a map and give you directions.
Over the past several years, we've seen electronics get smaller, faster, and better. And that trend is going to continue into the next century.
The theme for electronics in the future is the combination of computers and communications, and then having them disappear from our sight.
But Kandra says these new technologies are not just about bits and bytes.
When you look at new technologies, they are based on the past, what we think that we need. But a lot of times, it's just sheer human inventiveness that takes it to this next step. And there's nothing more exciting than finding a new way of being able to reach out and share information.
Listen again. Pay special attention to the items listed in the following chart. Write in the right-hand column the relevant information in note form.
Everybody thinks of technology as somebody in a lab coat, you know, tinkering with computer chips, but technology is really about how we live and how we communicate.
Suzanne Cantra is the What's New editor at Popular Science Magazine, a magazine that has been following advances in technology for more than 100 years.
The most fanciful dream of mankind is today a startling reality.
Remember when television was considered a fad of the future?
It may not be long before our news events and current world happenings will be witnessed in thousands of homes.
Boy, were they wrong. This recorder shows how far television has come. TiVo's Personal TV, an NBC investment, is one of the products that caught Cantra's eye.
One of the benefits of having a computer recording the video is that the computer can read the video broadcast as it comes in. So if the phone rings, you can hit pause on a live broadcast.
And not only that, this sort of smart VCR learns which TV shows and characters you like to watch and records them for you. This device is only one of 100 items Cantra says best represents the future. And while we couldn't show you all of them, here are a few that reflect some of the new trends. Like Ericsson's R380. You can make calls, browse the web, check your calendar, and send and receive email all in this one device.
The cell phone actually shows us the future of integrated devices.
And I bet you can't guess what this is. Although it looks like a watch, in fact, it's a camera. That's right, a camera.
The P3 wrist camera sort of talks to that whole concept of miniaturization and having devices integrated into things that you wouldn't think of.
And while the pictures are pretty good, only you can decide whether they're worth $2,000. And how about this? It's a prototype computer that puts your mobile laptop to shame.
The IBM wearable PC definitely gives you a vision into what's going to be coming down the line. we will be carrying these kinds of computing devices, and you will need to be able to access the information somehow, whether that's through an earpiece or whether it's just integrated into your clothing.
The PC weighs less than a pound and clips onto your belt. The monitor, about the size of a pen cap, rests an inch from the eye. But if you don't necessarily want to work during your downtime, something like the Panasonic portable DVD player might be the gadget for you.
The ability to have a very small, compact device where you can watch movies or listen to CDs is something that any business traveler will tell you is a great benefit.
If you're more the adventurous type, then Casio's GPS watch is a must-have.
A few years down the line, instead of just having, you know, your coordinates, it can actually tell you where you are on a map and give you directions.
Over the past several years, we've seen electronics get smaller, faster, and better. And that trend is going to continue into the next century.
The theme for electronics in the future is the combination of computers and communications, and then having them disappear from our sight.
But Kantra says these new technologies are not just about bits and bytes.
When you look at new technologies, they are based on the past, what we think that we need. But a lot of times, it's just sheer human inventiveness that takes it to this next step. And there's nothing more exciting than finding a new way of being able to reach out and share information